I'm sorry, I've been using this number. I didn't realize, let me write the number of the office, and do you have an extension or something like that?
Yes, I have an extension that is 609.
Oh, I'm sorry to call you to your. I didn't realize this was your phone.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's because I got messages from you from this phone, and that's why I've been calling you here.
Yeah,
There,
yeah, yeah.
sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. So what I was saying is, now you hear me better, right?
Oh yeah, of
Okay.
course. Oh, so it was your phone then.
Yeah, it was my phone, maybe because I'm in the basement right now or in the office. Maybe that's why. So what it works is, first of all, it's very important because we've already.
Let me know the difference because I don't really know.
Sure, you tell me what do you want to know. I will explain you.
I do know what search engine optimization is. I don't know what the other thing is.
I'll explain you. Okay.
Okay.
So the search engine optimization is one of the platforms which searches the results for the people who are searching online on the internet. So let's say that
Yes.
if you have to search, where exactly you go? You go to Bing or you go to Yahoo, right? Or maybe Google. That's where you go, right?
Yeah.
So there are
Yeah, go.
three mega search engines, which is Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And we are
Oh, so
optimizing,
there are call engines.
they are called engines because they run the searches on it. Okay,
Okay.
so we will be doing the search engine optimization on your website, so by which the people can basically search your business online on Yahoo, on Bing, on Google, every search engine
So
platform.
when they put the 55 words, if one of them come out, they can
You will be the
see
exactly. Now you understand it. Now the other part is that this will also going to be having the security involved in the website so that no malwares, no viruses, no hackers could basically hold on to the website. Okay. Plus, you will have the complete authorization. So by which every single month we will let you know that Carmen, these are the clients who came up to you on your website. These are the people who paid you. These are the people who got the subscription so that you could know everything in black and white. Likewise, we will be the accountant for you for the website. Now, the social media marketing works the same way like the search engine, but as the search engine cannot go on social media pages like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which is why we will use another service to utilize the more searches, more people on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And for that, we will create your social media pages, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, with the name of your business, and we will go ahead and do the marketing on it.
So what happens if because now I totally depend on the sale of my car. I'm going tomorrow to my mechanic because he's to speak to him and tell him to take the car because it's for sale, but no one wants to pay for it because of it has a very big engine and it consumes a lot of gas, and people now don't want to pay for a convertible. I mean, they want small cars.
But that's the same car, right? The Porsche.
That was before I got rid of that one, but I have still a convertible. But I'm having that problem. But I told him on the phone that I'm going to speak to him tomorrow, so he can actually. I'm going to go take him to an auction, and the auctions start, you know, they start in the 1,000. So I might sell it. I even told him that I'm to sell it even for 3,000 if they say, even if I lose all the money, it doesn't matter, you know, because this is more important at this moment to me. But what if I don't make it to the social media marketing? What if I cannot make it, I mean, the price, because as I say, no one is helping me, and since I cannot work, I don't have a car since I have the accident. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I mean, 5,000, I think I can make it, but I totally depend on him taking it to an auction. An auction, because it's the fastest way to get rid of the car.
Right.
But I don't know how much it's going to sell for. In auctions, normally they don't pay a lot of money. I'm doing this because I'm desperate for money, I told him. But what if I can only make it for search engine optimization?
Okay. So if you do like search engine optimization, that was 5,000, then I can do one thing for you that for the social media 5, marketing.
5,000, I think I will be able, because I do have some money here, and I think that 3,000, I mean, it's a very good sports car, and 3,000, I said that it's the minimum that they will sell it for. So I'm thinking, you know.
Then we'll do one thing. Then we will do one thing for you. Then we will only do the SEO. As far as the social media is concerned, we can do it after a month or two, while checking out the performance and everything about it. So I can try to do that as well.
And I remember the social media. I remember that you said it was 2,000, right?
2,500 was the price. The total was 7,000. Yeah. If you see the message,
I wrote the price the first time we spoke. And
right. It was. I told you. Yeah. I told you the price without the taxes. So with the taxes, I'm giving you the total.
What about the other one? Is it without taxes?
No, it's with the taxes.
Okay.
So we can do the social media later down on the road, but still, I will go ahead and I will create your social media pages so that if people are trying to search you, anything like that, they can search you on your social media pages as well. So we will create your profile. We will do everything that needed to be done so that in the future, once we are doing the social media marketing, we can have a good ranking, okay?
And because I never use social media marketing. Because I don't go into Facebook to look for a company.
Yeah, it's only you, right, who is not going for the company. And it's not about the company. People will be searching the dating app or anything like that on social networks as well. Whenever they have to find a girl or boy, they just usually use the Facebook or Instagram, right? So once they will start doing that, we will be using the keywords.
People are really doing that? I mean,
it's everywhere.
For instance, I just know the page of Seeking. I've been just on Seeking
Exactly. You're just matching your services to Seeking, but you need to think twice than what they're doing it. So by which, if they're going ahead or if they're basically searching anything, then whatever Seeking is not doing, we have to do it so that we could be a competition for them.
And so people go to Facebook and they look
they
for
can
the
do
companies there?
yeah they can do anything. See, we don't know what they're doing or not. On my phone, I use Facebook to buy clothes. I use Facebook to do pretty much game.
Really?
Yes, because it's the next big thing. So that's why the marketing or social media marketing is also important, by which we never know that. Yeah, because I think you don't use it. That's why you think.
I didn't even know that you could do or that you could. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah, Facebook nowadays have the marketplace in which you can buy laptops, computers, phones. You can buy a cryptocurrency. You can pretty much do everything. So it's getting advanced day by day. And so as Instagram, you can go in and you can sponsor the ads. You can sell anything. You can buy anything. And right now, youth, because our target is not only youth, we are also searching the elderly people, like sugar daddies and everything about it, right? So they are also finding girls on their social accounts, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So I'm just telling you something which is for your betterment. I think that you don't use the social media. That's why you think that that is not mandatory, but that's not the case. People are using social media right now. I think 97% of the people are using.
And this is when, I mean, they would go to Facebook. I just say Facebook because I don't go, I know nothing about the Instagram or,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I decided not to get into it even though I went and opened. I decided not to get into it because I want to be social still, you know. I want to socialize and like being human with my friends. I want the contact. I just don't want it to be so cold as in social media.
Right.
If they go to Facebook, do they search or how will, I mean.
All right. So right
what
now,
what I don't understand is, they will go to Facebook and because they already know the name of the company or.
No. They're searching. We will be using keywords that they usually search for these kind of applications. And that keyword.
So it's like search engine optimization, but in social media.
In social media.
Okay. I had no idea that existed. I'm so. For real. No, this is kind of, you know, when you're in. When you're into Buddhism. You want to have like your friends, but close to you, you know, and you
right.
call them to, and you, they're important to you, and they hear your voice because it's not the same when you write a message, you know.
Right.
And so that's why I'm not into social media because I want to still. Make your friends know that they mean something to me. I just use WhatsApp because I can call international and just like today, you know, I was speaking to Denmark. That's another solution. I have a house. And I was telling my father, because he lives in my house, and I was asking him to if he would leave the house so I can sell it as a solution. And he's telling me that if he can live with me in Spain, because I cannot leave him without, you know, in the street.
Right, of course.
And But I was thinking not to agree because I don't, you know, what happened in Spain, it's happened in Spain. But the one in Denmark, it's going to be like 2 million, something like that, you know. So with that, it would help. I can't believe that I wasted 18,000 million dollars. I can't believe that I lost all that money.
Right.
And I even had to sell all my bitcoins, but my bitcoins I took them, but with this of the war, they're worth, they've been worth less than when I bought them. I mean, I made like, I tripled the money, but now they're worth nothing.
Right.
I mean, so, but I had to sell them. I sold them also. I've been selling everything. I don't have any more assets. I mean, what I have, because the houses in Spain, there's nothing I can do with them. I thought, you know, I was going to live from the rent of the houses, but no one can pay for them now, and that's why. So yeah, but I, at least I feel much better thinking that the 5,000 I would be able to maybe make it. I don't know when the auctions are, but in the next auction, I can make it to the 5,000. I don't know if I can make it to the 7,000 because that depends on the auctioneers and
right.
And yeah. Because I can, if I try to sell the car, I mean, it's been for sale for a few months, and it's like the Porsche. It took me almost a year to get rid of the car, you know, because nobody wanted. I mean, we're going through a crisis, and nobody wanted to spend that type of money. Which I understand.
Right.
However, I had a little car also to go to the supermarket, and everybody was telling me, "Are you selling that one?" And it was a Honda Fit.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, "No," and everybody was interested in the little car. Not the other ones. Now I was like, no, they would come, look at the convertibles, but at the end they all wanted the little one. And I was like, no, that one I had it to, you know, to go here and go to the supermarket or things like that. So, but anyway,
so
this way. Yeah.
I will suggest you one thing. The hard time that you're facing right now, I will suggest you to not to lose everything, because I think that what I have understood you is that you have earned a lot, you have done businesses a lot, but you never keep anything with you. You have sold down the cryptos, the houses,
yes,
the businesses. And I think that pretty much part was something that that was not suitable for you, which is why you're coming down to these conditions.
Yes, yeah. It's actually, it's because I followed somebody's advice, you know, and they told me to do this because they are doing this of the houses here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed their advice and I went into this, which I know nothing about. And then there's, as I told you, the difference that here you buy a house and you say, okay, let's move this wall or remove it to make this bigger and do that. But in Spain, you cannot do that because their houses are really made by architects. And if you remove a wall, everything might come down, you know, because every wall is from brick and bricks. I mean, they're important. They're there for a reason. And I even asked my brother is an architect, but he doesn't want to help me. I already asked him, but he doesn't want to.
Why, like, everyone is going away from you?
No, my brother is not from me, is my parents. It's a different story. It's just that since he was 13, he was like a really bad, since we lived in a area where there are only rich people, houses with pools, swimming pools, your tennis court, you know, and some of the people, it didn't happen to me and my friends, but my brother and his friends, they were all rebels. They were like against the parents. They didn't want to study. It's like, I don't know why. And they got all into drugs since they were really young. And my brother, he was 14 and he was selling hashish. I don't know if you know, in Spain they don't use marijuana, they use hashish because they buy it in Morocco. And he was selling it. And I have no idea. All his friends were in the same situation, you know. And I'm talking about like his best friend was the son of the president of Spain at that time. The other one, I mean, there were all the sons of people, really very important people in life. And they were all against the parents, and they were all into drugs, and they all wanted to just have a band and sing and things like. I mean, I don't get it, but he came to the States and he kept doing drugs and going. He's been going to jail, and my parents spent, you have no idea, at least $300,000 in removing him from jail until he studied architecture. But of course, just like in Spain, my university studying is free for everyone. My studies were free because the government pays for it. If you're a good student, they pay for you. And but he studied here. But it was my parents, the one who they said, if we go to America, you will get, you know, we'll pay you, like, when I can, you know. They gave me my first apartment for free, my first car, everything for free. But he had to study, but they were the ones paying for the student loan. He had a very good life, but still he was into drugs, and at the end he got deported. He was 6 months in jail, and they deported him to Spain. And now he is with a woman, and they got married, and she's from a poor family. So they have him as a god, you know, because he's taking care of her, and she was with a kid, and he's taking care of the kid also, and dad. Thanks to my father, he got a job in Saudi Arabia, so he goes to Saudi Arabia and comes back, and when you work in Saudi Arabia, you make enough money in 2 months to live for a whole year in Spain. And so I think he doesn't want us to be in contact with the family, because we know the real Roberto, that's his name, you know. Mm-hmm. And he can fool them, but he cannot fool us, because we know the reality. And my mother was there, and he was saying, "What have you done for me in your life?" And he was screaming at her. And I, of course, I wasn't there, but I would have told him, "They've done everything for you." I mean, because you see here people going to college, but they're paying for their student loan, and they're working and doing both things at the same time. But he was not. He was having a European life. He didn't have to work, because, you know, your parents give you money to go out on the weekends, and so we don't understand. And they got him with cocaine in the car, speeding, and of course, after so many chances, at the end they deported him. And I think he doesn't want the family or her to know that he was that type of guy.
Person.
Because she doesn't know anything. She thinks that he's been just a normal person. And I'm telling cases like this friend, two of his friends, one is a very well-known actor, and the other one is the son of the ex-president of Spain, and he took I don't know what type of drug they took, but he jumped the wall, and he went away for 3 days. And he said, he called our number, and he said, "No, I only want to speak to Carmen." And thank God I really get along with people. And I said, "Please let me take you and just talk to you." And I mm-hmm. convinced him. He told me where he was. He was really far away. I drove all the way there. I spoke to him. And finally, I convinced him to come to the house. But we had to call the father, who was at that time the president, and he had to come all the way to my house in Miami, get him, and they put handcuffs on mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. and he had to take him to a psychiatric hospital in Spain for 6 months, because they took mushrooms and in acid, and he was with schizophrenia. And
oh.
I mean, so this is something that happens. It happens a lot with the people who are sons and daughters from people with money, you know, that they're against the parents. I don't know why, but I've seen it a lot. It's like a reaction. And so I know that it wasn't just him, but they're all now focused, and one is already a very well-known actor. The other one is his father opened 3 businesses to him in Spain, so he's fine now. It's my brother, the one who just doesn't want, all of the sudden, he said, no, I don't want to know anything about the family there. And, of course, since I live with my parents at this moment, he doesn't want to know anything from me,
mm-hmm.
anything. And we were like best friends. I knew everything from him. I went and removed him from jail most of the time, so my parents didn't know. I knew everything, and he was totally also he didn't date regular girls. He would only go with prostitutes. Seems like, I mean, I don't know why. I really don't know why. But I think that's the reason why he doesn't want us to be in his life.
Right.
and of course, and I asked him, I bought all these houses, you don't need to go to Saudi Arabia because you can work for me. And I always paid to him a lot of money. Every time I went on vacation, he took care of my businesses, and I paid what nobody would have paid to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I was willing to do the same, but in Spain, you know, just for him to get to the apartment and reform the apartment so they can be more expensive and either rent them. My idea was to rent them just as they told me here, because if I bought the